Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
All righty, we continue. It is hour number 3 of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We will chat a little bit about the Dallas Cowboys coming up momentarily with their wide receiver, Brandon Cooks. Cowboys last year, as you know, another 12-win season. They did win the NFC East, and when they got into the postseason, they had a complete no-show up against the Green Bay Packers. So we'll connect with Brandon Cooks, hopefully coming up momentarily, right here on the Zach Gelb Show. Xander Schauffele is a story right now, by the way, at the PGA Championship. Had the record-breaking day, shot a 62, and is 9-under. He is through. Tony Finau still tied for second. He is 6-under. He is through as well. Rory McIlroy through. He is tied for fourth place as he is 5-under. Brooks Koepka, he is in sixth place, the three-time PGA champion, PGA Championship winner. He is 4-under. And I know Scottie Scheffler, who did start his day with an eagle, he is through 6, and he is 2-under, tied for 17th. And Tiger Woods, he was 1-over to start off this tournament, as there's just not been a lot of juice with this PGA Championship. And I've never felt a major where there just has not been a lot of juice with it like this one. And there's a lot of big names, big hitters here that are participating, but maybe it's a little bit of a Tiger effect, but there's been so many tournaments throughout the years where Tiger has been there or he hasn't been there, and you know he doesn't have a chance to contend with how it's gone recently. So I don't know if the Tiger part of it is really that big of a factor. Obviously, if Tiger was going strong, but that's just not realistic anymore. So you're in one of those spots now when it comes to golf where there was a big golf wave, especially with the pandemic, and a lot of people were watching golf, a lot of people were playing golf, and people still playing a ton of golf, and the Masters always has juice and the aura at Augusta National, but now when you get to this PGA Championship, we'll see, it could turn out to be a very good tournament. You're going to need a competitive leaderboard on Sunday for this to resonate a lot of juice. Like, if this is one of those tournaments where going into Sunday, there's not a lot of drama, and it's pretty, I don't want to say clear-cut because it's so tough for it to be clear-cut, but you have just one person so far ahead than everybody else, I don't think that's going to benefit this tournament. I think for a lot of people, you talk about PGA Championship on Monday, you need this to be a crammed leaderboard, and I'm not going to sit here after one round. We're not even fully through everyone's first round here, and I know Xander Schauffele's at a historical start with him shooting a 62 today, but let's be real about that too. A lot of times in golf, whoever's a leader after day one, it's tough to go wire to wire and lead all the way through. And just because he made this big time, and Xander's been a lot of these majors, just because he had a phenomenal start, and you rather have the phenomenal start to get off to a bad start, it does not mean that this is over whatsoever with 3 more days of this tournament. So that's what's cooking right now with the PGA Championship. And you also take a look last night in the NBA. The big storyline was just the uncertainty that we keep on seeing and how there's been no momentum between the Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And just when the Thunder win a game four and tie the series up 2-2, they're going back to their home court. They do not win up against the Dallas Mavericks. And now Dallas will go home with a 3-2 series advantage. And you just saw brilliance. Like early on in the series, and he didn't play a bad game last night whatsoever in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but he really had that moment in game four. And just when people are starting to respect the Oklahoma City Thunder nationally, Luka Doncic takes that baton, and now we'll see if they could close it out in game six. And you know, the Celtics did get through last night, taking care of the Cavs in five games, as the Cavs were the walking wounded. And now with the Cleveland Cavaliers, all eyes are on Donovan Mitchell, because Donovan Mitchell did not play with the injury. We know he's banged up. He has one more guaranteed year left on his contract. And after that, so a year from now, there's a player option. And I heard Brian Windhorst on ESPN saying when he was in Utah, he never asked to be dealt. They just knew he wasn't going to sign once again there. So they felt like they needed to get rid of him. And they did that. First, you thought he was going to go to the Knicks. Then he ends up going to the Cleveland Cavaliers, as they did pony up to get that trade done. And from there, you have a scenario present itself where there's a year left on the contract with then a player option after that. If you can't get that commitment early from Donovan Mitchell and you can't figure a way to get that contract squared away quickly in this offseason, then you got to trade him. Because this is a Cavs team that's in a fine spot, but I don't believe that Mitchell will give them that long-term commitment. And you know the market's going to be active for Donovan Mitchell. It will be. Yeah, you know, the Lakers will be interested. You'll have the Sixers will be interested. If you could team up Maxi and Embiid with Donovan Mitchell, I don't know how they would get that deal done. It would be with picks. The Knicks, maybe they'll be interested in teaming up Brunson and Donovan Mitchell. You know, the Nets will be interested as well. So there will be more than just a few teams that will be looking for the services of Donovan Mitchell. Teams, like I said, even the Heat. Now imagine Miami. You put Jimmy, you put Bam, and you put Donovan Mitchell. We know the Heat tried to go get Damian Lillard before the deal did go down with the Milwaukee Bucks. A lot of us thought that Damian Lillard was going to wind up in Miami with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, but that didn't happen. So that's five teams right there just at the top of my head. The Sixers, the Nets, the Knicks, the Lakers, and the Heat. I would think there would be an active market for Donovan Mitchell. And you can't put yourself in a situation where you let this season play out, or he's there at the start of the season without a long-term deal, then you're going to try to trade him by the deadline, then he gets hurt, and you basically get nothing back for him. The time to trade him is this offseason. You either have to execute a long-term contract extension with him. You got to put a deadline. Donovan, if you don't agree to a new contract, if we don't get a deal done by this date, we are going to trade you. That's what you need to do. You need to try to work that out where the preference would be to keep Donovan Mitchell and get him another long-term extension. I just think that's unlikely. He may have never said it, but it seems like Donovan Mitchell never wanted to go to Cleveland. He wanted to go to New York. We all know that. And the Knicks didn't get a deal done for Donovan Mitchell. So now, a few years later, after he's been in Cleveland for a while, and there's not this long-term deal agreed upon with the contract coming up to an end, and he's still under 30. I think Mitchell's 27. You can't get that deal done, then you got to look to trade him away. Because the worst thing would happen is if you get through next season and you're just trusting, right? This isn't LeBron, where the play, like Donovan Mitchell's a very good player. But here's the hot take of the day. He's not LeBron. When LeBron was there, you could run that risk of getting nothing back for him if he was going to leave you at the altar. Because until LeBron says, no, I'm not coming back, you run that risk. But with Donovan Mitchell, you can't run that risk. Because if you let him walk for nothing, or in just some like sign and trade that doesn't net you back as rich a return if you trade him now, that would be a bad look for that organization. And there's a lot of teams right now in the NBA where I saw Trista Crick, our pal at BetQL, she was talking about how the Bulls want to keep DeMar DeRozan so they can continue to compete. And at first she was like, compete for what? And we think competing means you're competing for a championship. But how us fans think that way isn't how everyone else thinks or with realistic expectations. Like the Bulls are nowhere close to competing for a championship. There's the second hot take of the day. But to remain competitive, which very loose definition, and especially with this play-in tournament, there's ways to remain competitive when you're not really competitive. It's fighting for a playoff spot. And you look at a team like Cleveland, who was a top five seed this year, you know, they lose Donovan Mitchell to take a step back, but you need to set up your foundation. You need to set up your team to remain competitive, remain in the mix of being a top eight seed, even with the extra bumper spots, as I like to call them, like when you go bowling with the bumpers, with the ninth and the 10th seed, with the play-in spots to keep you alive to consistently be a playoff team year in and year out. So that's decision-making time for the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell, you don't want to say, okay, I'm going to play out this year and then we'll see. No, that doesn't work. You got to trade him this offseason before the season starts if you can't figure out a long-term deal with him. And I look at those teams, the Heat, the Lakers, the Knicks, the Nets, and the Sixers. Where would I most want to see him go? You know, the Nets with Mikal Bridges and him, okay, that'd be fun, but they're never winning a championship. Even if the Lakers end up getting him, I don't think that's a bad thing. You put Donovan Mitchell with LeBron, Anthony Davis, go make another run. I don't think you're winning a championship, though, with that group. The Sixers would be fun. Now, how would that work with Maxey and Mitchell? You get Embiid. You get rid of the salary of Tobias Harris as that contract's coming to an end. But I look at the Heat. I would actually like to see the Heat get Donovan Mitchell. The only tricky part there is, what's the long-term commitment for Jimmy Butler? Because Butler's looking for a new extension. Right? He's still under contract, but he'll be looking for an extension. And that was a weird press conference 2 weeks ago when their season ended. Pat Riley told Jimmy Butler, I don't want to hear you saying what you would have done if you were healthy. You weren't healthy, so shut up. And then basically saying we need to see more games, more regular season games for Jimmy Butler to figure out what long-term extension that we're going to give him. You know Jimmy Butler could be a royal pain in the ass at the end. Like, he loved Tom Thibodeau in Minnesota, but he was ready to fight the whole damn team. So if Jimmy feels a little uncomfortable, if Jimmy feels unwanted, he'll create issues in Miami. And it's one thing for Pat Riley to say that they're not going to trade Jimmy Butler, but you're not ready to give him a new deal, which I don't think the Heat should, because I don't think Jimmy Butler has much gas left in the tank. And I don't think you go give another extension to Jimmy Butler. But if you could find a way to keep Jimmy Butler with Bam and you add Donovan Mitchell in an Eastern Conference, or right now, like, look at it. It's like, all right, the Celtics have been the team to beat. The Knicks are a good story. The Bucks, you think they're going to bounce back next year if they could be healthy. I don't love Doc Rivers anymore, but you got Giannis, you got Dame. You know, that Heat team, we've seen them get to the NBA Finals twice with Jimmy Butler being the top dog, with it being Jimmy and Bam. But they haven't been able to get over the hump of winning four more games in the NBA Finals because that team ceiling's just getting there. You bring in Donovan Mitchell, that replaces what the team was trying to do last year, even though he's not as good of a player as Damian Lillard, but he's still pretty damn good in Donovan Mitchell. So I would not be opposed to him going to the Heat. The Knicks would be fun, because, and you'd wonder how it worked, but two great guys in the backcourt. Brunson's been in some great backcourts going back to college. I would imagine that would mean Julius Randle would be on his way out. So you got to figure out what you would do in the paint down low. But I think you would do Randle and picks to go get Donovan Mitchell. And you know he wants to come to New York and play for the Knicks. So I guess my preference would be Heat 1, Knicks 2, Sixers 3. Actually, no, Lakers 3, Sixers 4. And then the Nets 5, even though I was gassing up the Sixers first. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a time out. We'll come on back after these short messages.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We were supposed to be joined by Brandon Cooks. Now, I don't know where he is, to be clear. He's supposed to come on with us. He's scheduled everything. I'm always apprehensive when a guest no-shows to rip the guest because then they usually call like 2 minutes later. But it is very on brand for the Dallas Cowboys. Big moment, big spot, and a no-show. So that's what's happening right now. But all kidding aside, if Brandon does call by some point in the next 40 minutes or so that we have left, yep, no, that's good mental math right there because it is 5:20. So 40 minutes or less with us getting off the air at 5:55 p.m. Eastern time, we will gladly talk to him. But it's out of our control, out of our hands. The PR person was on the phone. The agent was on the phone. But Brandon Cooks wasn't on the phone. So probably enjoying his offseason. In all honesty. I did read a story, though, yesterday on Heavy.com, and it was from our pal Matt Lombardo. He was talking about the Jared Goff contract extension, and Matt, he talked to half a dozen NFL agents and league sources to lend their insight on how Jared Goff's deal impacts Dak Prescott's contract talks with the Cowboys. One of the sources told Matt, all this does is screw Dallas even more. So you have like this record-breaking deal. Well, not record-breaking deal. Second highest average annual value contract in the league. And yeah, it just once again shows if you're a good quarterback, you get paid great quarterback money. And Jared Goff's a good quarterback. The Lions right now are in a spot where you had to pay him that deal now because you don't want to mess anything going on with this team right now. You don't want to mess it up when you go into this season with Super Bowl expectations. So everyone now looks at what the next contract's going to be for Dak, and Dak has all the leverage. But Dak has always had the leverage in Dallas. Like, think about it. The last time Dak Prescott got a big contract extension, he was coming off that terrible, gruesome injury. If that didn't disrupt his market value then, why would it do so now? But I don't view this necessarily as any point where Dallas could gain like even if Dak regresses this year, you don't want to pay Dak. Someone else will. And I've been very clear on my stance on Dak Prescott. I think at times he plays and looks like a top 10 quarterback. I think he's just on the outside, though, of being a top 10 quarterback. I don't believe Dak Prescott wins a Super Bowl in this league. But I don't really think the question is, do the Cowboys need Dak Prescott? It's, does Dak want to stay in Dallas? Because Dak Prescott could set up his departure because he has a no-tag clause in his contract. So this isn't one of those things where it turns into like the last time around where it's slap the tag on Dak Prescott. And I think that's what Dak has to ask himself. And maybe it's telling behind the scenes that a deal hasn't got done, where I'm not saying it means that Dak does not want to be there anymore. But a lot of people thought that this deal was going to get done before free agency started. Because remember, it was an enormous salary cap hit for this season, $60 million. Now, they reduced it in restructuring the deal down $5 million, but that really doesn't do much. And, you know, CeeDee Lamb eventually has to get paid. You know, Micah Parsons eventually has to get paid as well. And also, let's not be dummies here. You have a scenario in front of us where the coach is also on the last year of his contract. So you have a lame duck coach, and then you have a quarterback who ultimately controls all the pieces here. And the quarterback can find a way, if he wants, to go somewhere else. So that becomes a major mega storyline where when I read this, that an NFL agent told Matt Lombardo Dak Prescott has gained insane leverage. I think he's always had the leverage. I don't think he just gained the leverage. He's had the leverage. They already have extended him in the past. So the Cowboys want to get cute here. They got cute last time. It didn't save them anything. So now this is not, do the Cowboys want him back? This is, does Dak want to be back? That's what I think the big storyline here is. The big storyline is, what does Dak want to do? That is what's fascinating to me here. Because ultimately, what, like, the Cowboys are not going to be bad this year. Even if they somehow miss the playoffs, are they going to be like 8 or 9 wins? And they'll be better than 8 wins. Like, they're bare minimum 9-win team. So you could maybe trade up in the draft. You want to try to go get Shador Sanders or something like that? Okay. I could see that. I don't think Trey Lance is in the long-term plans. There's another hot take. There's a hat trick, third hot take of the day. So, and then the question becomes, where would Dak want to go? Like, where's the destination? I don't think you leave the Cowboys, sorry, Stu, to go to a team like the Raiders. But how about this one? What about Dak in Seattle? The Seahawks, like Geno Smith, nice story. It's time to end the Geno Smith era in Seattle. I know they traded for Sam Howell. I'm not going to try to sell you that Sam Howell is going to be the stud in this league. I know at one point he was viewed as a guy that could have been number one overall pick, and he ended up going in the fifth round. So I'm not going to try to sell you on Sam Howell. But that's a Seahawks team where they've been able to keep Lockett on the restructure, you know, with the new deal getting done. You have DK Metcalf. I think Jackson Smith and Jigba is going to be a stud. And you have a new coach in with Mike McDonald. And you know John Schneider and Mike McDonald don't have their quarterback of the future. Dak goes to Seattle. I know he's leaving a dome. But that makes, I'd rather be, right now, you ask me, where are you more likely to win for the next 3 years? Is it Seattle or Dallas? I think it's Seattle. Because what's going to happen in Dallas is now you got to pay, and I know eventually you got to get the deals done in Seattle too, but you got to give big-time money to Dak. Like, that's top-of-the-line money when you are a quarterback, even though he's not a top quarterback in this league. You're going to have to give top-of-the-line wide receiver money to CeeDee Lamb because he's worth it. And you know what? The pass rusher position, Micah Parsons, going to get top-of-the-line money too. So those are three guys that could arguably reset the market at their positions. That's tough to build a team. So that's why I look at a situation for Dak. Yeah, it's the Cowboys. I totally get it. But would you want to leave? Would you want to leave Jerry's world? So really, the ball is in the Cowboys' corner. I know Jerry Jones will give some crazy press conference and he'll talk about how if you're like in the forest and you split open your hand and something about a master's degree and a liberal arts degree. He's done this before. We saw this the last time. I'm not kidding. That's exactly what he said the last time they went through one of these dopey contract negotiations. And Jerry makes it out that he is like the end all be all, right? He is the godfather. You will find Jerry Jones is the only person. He's the only erudite guy in the room. He's the only one that knows how to get a deal done. Baloney. Jerry Jones does not have leverage. Dak Prescott has leverage. And maybe a split is actually beneficial to both. Because for Dak, you get rid of all this drama and all this nonsense, which he's immune to. Because Jerry cares more about the drama than the wins and the losses. And then for the Cowboys, it gives you a chance to reset with some good pieces. But when you have a good quarterback, there are a lot of reasons why teams pay him great money, is it ain't easy to reset. Because you get rid of a good quarterback, you don't find that next guy. Not everyone goes from Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes, okay? Not everyone goes from Joe Flacco to Lamar Jackson. A lot of times you see someone like Tom Brady leave a team, and then it's Mac Jones and you draft another quarterback. That's a lot of times what it happens. Not everyone is Rodgers or Favre to Rodgers, and now it looks like they're getting it right with Love. So that's a tough thing to do, to get rid of a good quarterback. But then if you pay him great money, everyone bitches about how much money you're paying him. So this to me is not a Cowboys decision. This ultimately is a Dak decision. And they're not getting a new deal done. You know, CeeDee Lamb or Micah Parsons, you tell me they get a new deal done before the start of the season, I believe that. I think there is a 0% chance that they get a long-term deal done with Dak Prescott before the start of the season because it doesn't make any sense to get one done now. If you were going to get that deal done, you should have got it done before the offseason started because then you could have opened up a lot more salary cap space. What's the point in opening up salary cap space now? Free agency is already over. The Cowboys' chance to go all in already has come and gone. So, yes, Dak Prescott has all the leverage. And the price just keeps on going up and up and up and up and up when you see a deal like Jared Goff get taken care of. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. I know this does not have to do with football we're talking about, but Chris in Toronto has been holding, and we will get to him right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Chris, what's happening?
Buddy, great show. Listen, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I didn't call to talk about that, obviously, but everything you said about that and the whole situation, it couldn't be articulated any better. It's so true. Very tough situation to be in. But listen, I called to BITCH about one thing, okay? And it's not about Vince Carter. I know Vince Carter is a great player, and he played for Toronto, but why is the Brooklyn Nets retiring his jersey number? Like, what the hell did he do for the Brooklyn Nets?
Chris, you have a bad phone line. Yeah. So the Nets don't have this rich history. The Nets don't have many great players. So you have a player like Vince Carter who's going into the Hall of Fame and you want to honor him and give him a night and you'll get people in the building. That's why they're doing it.
There isn't another guy that they could give the jersey number to that had a retirement ceremony that has more than three All-Star appearances and one playoff series win for you?
No.
That's what I'd be saying.
No.
That's what I'd be saying. We have another guy that has a better pedigree than that?
No. That's why the Nets are the Nets. What are you going to do? You're going to retire Kevin Durant's number for playing like 80 games for them? I have no problem. Them retiring Vince Carter's number. And that's when I was a Nets fan. Like, I liked the Nets growing up as a kid because of Jason Kidd. When they got Jason Kidd and Vince, like, I actually have a sign in one frame. It's a signed Jason. It's in a shadow box. It's a signed Jason Kidd jersey with a signed Vince Carter jersey. That was a big-time player for the Nets to get. But he made the All-Star team, I think it was three times. Yeah, 2024, maybe it was four. It was either three or four times when he was there with the Nets. But it's not this crazy. Like, who else? The Nets were garbage for 10 years. Who are you going to put? Brooke Lopez when he's not retired yet. But Nenad Krstić? I don't understand. That is you know what that comes off to me? Chris in Toronto, Raptors fan. Hates Vince Carter. So Vince Carter could literally help an old lady cross the street. And Chris in Toronto would say, Vince Carter's a jerk. It's the bottom line. But like Pat Boyle, you would know this. Because I know you being Mr. Nick Man here at the Infinity Sports Network, right? And you always like to beat the snot out of all those other fan bases that tug on your cape. Like, you don't have a problem with the Nets retiring Vince Carter's number, right?
Not at all. Not at all. I didn't bat an eye at it.
Yeah. Like, that to me, I did not have that on my bingo card today. And that's the only reason I took the phone call. I looked to my left and I saw it's an off-topic caller really upset about Vince Carter's number getting retired with the Nets. You look at his time with the Nets. So, a three-time All-Star. He averaged 24.2 points per game in 05-06, 25.2 points per game in 2006 to 2007, 21.3 points per game in 2007-2008, and 20.8 points per game in 2008 to 2009. And that's a player, Vince Carter. Everyone knows Vince Carter.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, how old are you, Pat?
29.
Oh, so we're the same age?
Mm-hmm.
You're born in 94?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Like, in our era, like those early, mid-2000 NBA players, there are some iconic names that in the annals of NBA history, like, no one's saying that Vince Carter, right, is a top 20 player of all time. But with what he was, that's one, like, those are one of those names, if he didn't even play in New York, that people would have a Vince Carter jersey. There's just, like, some of those names, like, if you're at school in New York, and let's say you never played in New York, someone would have a Vince Carter jersey going to your school.
Yeah,
it's such a fun name that absolutely. Unfortunately injuries caught up to him.
One of the best dunkers of all time. Mm-hmm. Five-time All-Star. I would say first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I think he's eligible in the next, what, year or two?
Didn't he get in this class?
Is he already in the Hall of Fame?
I think he's in this class.
I mean, he's going to be. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, like, absolutely. And for him to play.
Yeah, he's elected in the 2024 class.
Okay.
That's also why they're doing this now.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I thought I said to the caller, Chris. But, yeah. That's what they're doing this now, too. You're capitalizing off this.
So for him to spend 5 years with the Nets just on the outside of the prime of his career, mm-hmm. yeah. Why? I tell you what, man. I think, Buddy in Toronto?
Chris.
In Toronto.
He hates him because of the Raptors.
Well, I think he's probably just still upset that his Leafs collapsed again in the first round.
That's
so they got to direct their anger elsewhere.
That's Burn. Not nice. I will give a nice compliment, though. To the or a little boost of confidence, because we know the Raptors fans, they care more about the Maple Leafs. The bottom line is, the Maple Leafs have to find a way to hire Craig Berube. Have to. They need to get Craig Berube. That's the guy they need to hire, who won a cup with the Blues after the Flyers fired him. He goes to St. Louis. I know that this ended this year. That guy needs to replace Sheldon Keefe. In Toronto. How do you like that take?
I like it.
Craig Berube take.
Craig Berube smoking doobies.
Why does every time with you?
I'm inclined to just go Canadian bacon style.
Okay.
First thing.
Gotcha.
Find a rhyme.
See, I can't do Canadian bacon because it wasn't my bit. Right?
You could do it.
Should we maybe like
just
it?
Take over it. Call it something else. But yeah, take the spirit of Canadian bacon.
You could
bacon
steal
here.
It. You could steal.
Oh, we could do a Boyle's bacon. Are you in with me at all next week?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? You don't know your schedule?
No.
Oh,
okay. I don't even know what I'm doing. Outside of going to Myrtle Beach this weekend, I usually
You go to
don't
Myrtle
know.
Beach this weekend?
Yeah, I don't want to go.
What the?
I don't want to go. I'm in a conundrum. I got a bachelor. I got one of my best friends. Like,
bachelor party at Myrtle Beach? What's the problem here?
The Knicks play tomorrow night. Maybe game 7 if the Knicks play game 7 Sunday.
When
I'm going to have to
leave?
Watch the game Sunday at 7 p.m. The game's at 3:30 Eastern. I'm going to have to watch.
Problem.
I think I'm
going
to have to get
that's
there early for the airport. So hopefully they close out the Pacers tomorrow night. But either way, I'm already catching flack from them. You know, they want to do some bachelor party activities tomorrow
yes.
night. And
steaks.
I told them, yes, amongst some other things.
I'm not trying to go down that road with you. We are in the afternoons. Remember
and
that.
I told them, I am not compromising my Knicks fandom for a bachelor party. I've known you my whole life. You're not going to get upset if I don't join you until later in the night for one night.
So I have this issue tonight. A year ago, one of my best friends got engaged. We're supposed to go to Florida to visit my grandmother. I canceled the flight. I had a year to use the credit or you lose it. It's like a $330 credit. So 2 months ago, I get the notification you're about to lose the credit. So I booked this weekend to go to Florida. 8:30 p.m. Eastern time flight tonight. So I'll leave, take the air train to JFK. I will be in the airport before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, your Rangers.
So my Rangers are playing. So I will be able to watch the first, period in the airport. Now, thankfully, I'm flying JetBlue. They have TVs on the flight.
Yeah, so you'll be able to watch
but
it on the flight.
But that's a very nerve-wracking thing. If you get the seat where there's a TV outage or the lady goes, makes the announcement, and then it pops up on the screen when it's a crucial moment.
Like they cut out of the game a couple of games ago?
Yeah. So that just concerns me. Now, the flight's not going to land till midnight. So as long as it's not 17 overtimes, I should be good. But I'm a little concerned about that.
They're going to have to do an emergency landing if they lose. You're going to be freaking out.
No, if they lose, I'll be like D.B. Cooper. I'll just jump off the plane. Okay, I won't hijack the plane. I'll just jump off the plane. Parachute out of the plane. I think the Rangers win tonight. I am not usually Mr., you know, pom-pom waving, homer. That's not me. I'll tell you when I think they're going to lose. I think the Rangers win tonight 2-1. Big Igor Shesterkin night. And maybe you get an empty net goal at the end.
I was expecting that last game, and then they collapsed in the third period. Third period's been a big issue for them, man. They've only given up one goal in the second period in the five games. They've given up eight in the third.
Yeah.
You better hope they have a two-goal lead or three-goal lead going into the third. And if they fall behind, I don't think this team, no offense, this might be an anti-Rangers fan take. For a team that has breezed through the playoffs so far, they've had a history the last couple of years of being mentally weak. They get behind early, I think they roll over.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. But I will say this. It screws up my Saturday, too.
Yeah.
Because Saturday I'm supposed to, I don't know the time yet, but you have that Edmonton-Vancouver series, which is the game's guaranteed. So I think the Rangers would be 7 on Saturday, and then they'd have the Vancouver-Edmonton game at 10. So I was supposed to go to Joe Stone Crab on Saturday, one of my favorite restaurants. I'm not going to Joe's if the Rangers are on.
Really?
No.
You're not that much of a Ranger fan. You'll go to Joe's.
What are you talking about? I've been to like 13, 14 games this year. I watch every game. I texted my uncle over the stupid preseason. I'm not some fraud with you just because you get some free tickets from the Islanders owner. Then all of a sudden you miss the pom-poms about the Islanders. Shut your mouth. This will be the last update you do on this show. Forget about Boyle's bacon. You won't have any other updates to do ever.
First of all, he's not the only one here that's done Canadian bacon. All right. Careful. Yeah. Put you right on your heels.
Here's the thing, though. No one remembers Carlos's bacon.
No,
so it must
my
not
bacon's
have been good.
Great. My bacon's fantastic and nice and crispy.
It was awesome. Yeah.
It wasn't boiled.
Need a little more
sriracha
on that bacon. Get a little spice to it. So that's confusing.
You took that bait, though, immediately. Just
I know. Well, because that's so stupid. You root for a team. I've rooted for this team my entire life, and then you have dopes because they don't watch hockey like you for most of the regular season. Like, oh, you're not really a fan. Please, like, shut up.
I'm going to call Joe's Stone Crab House, whatever it's called.
Joe's Stone Crab? Yeah.
What city in Florida are you going to be in?
Miami.
I'm going to call Joe's in Miami and say, is there a large gentleman there, a tall gentleman with a Rangers jersey on, perhaps, half paying attention to the game?
I'm not on the reservation list. I'm on the private list.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I know my guy Bones.
Oh.
This is why you can find him on Instagram, straight flexing.
Yes. Yes. So I know a few people that there. So.
Okay.
Need a reservation. Boy wants to go. I make one phone call. Get right in.
I'll have to make some calls in.
Best $12 fried chicken I've ever had, by the way. Phenomenal. And then the stone crabs are just delicious. And the key lime pie. Mm-mm-mm.
Hopefully it's good enough to wash away the tears.
That's why I need the Rangers to win tonight, so I could stuff my fat face on a Saturday. But I don't know if that's going to happen. So we'll see.
And I both in pickles.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say they win. Next week, I'm at a bachelor party. Next week, I'm at a bachelor party. Like the Berkshires. One of these fugazi bachelor parties that you got to go. It's like, ugh, why are we going to the Berkshires? But that's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. And so, if they win, they'll be in conference finals.
Yeah.
Where's that bachelor? Where's the Berkshires?
Berkshires?
Where's that?
I have no clue.
Well, what state?
Stu?
I have no idea.
You have no idea what state you're going to be in next weekend?
It doesn't even sound American. It sounds like it's in the UK.
Sounds like a golf club.
Berkshire. I think it's in, let's see, the Berkshires. Western Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Not everyone can't be Puerto Rico and Barcelona and Orlando that I've been to recently.
Here's the thing, especially if, Florida closes out Boston tomorrow, Western Mass, they're going to want no part of putting a Ranger game on TV.
I don't care. I'll be lame at the bachelor party, and I will sit in the house and just watch it there.
Okay.
I have no problem being antisocial.
What if the Bruins come back and win that series? It's Rangers-Bruins, and you're in Western Mass. You maybe take a detour down to, or wherever, to TD Garden.
Unlike some other people that worked here for the network, I ain't going to touch the money. We will cross that bridge when we get there. Rangers win tonight. Means they're going to lose.
Not touching the money.
Five nothing.
Not touching the money. The Rangers are going to win.
I feel like they're going to win. Anyway, I got to take a break here. Update time. Here is Pat Boyle aboard your death for the next 2 minutes.
Hey, this is Howie.
And this is Nick
from the Backstreet Boys.
And you're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. And guess what?
Zach is back. All right.
He's live. He's nationwide. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Oh, my God. We're back again.
All right. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is a Thursday. So let's get to a Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Warning. It's a Thursday. What do you have to say? It's the weekly Zach Gelb Show PSA.
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
So this has happened to me twice this week. And I understand I live in New York City. So there's a lot of craziness and jackassery that goes on in New York City. But I have been walking in public this week on the phone twice. And both times when I'm clearly on the phone, not like AirPods in where you can't see the AirPods, I have the phone in my hand talking. I've been stopped by a tourist asking for directions. One time, where is Broadway Street? And the other time, where's the big bull that they have that? I don't know why anyone goes to see the Wall Street Bull. Makes no sense. How many dopes line up to get a picture taken with a bull is beyond me. But my PSA is simply this. If it's not an emergency and you see that someone is on the phone having a conversation, don't just interrupt that phone call and go, "Sir, do you know where the Broad Street Bull is? The Wall Street Bull, do you know where it is?" I don't care even if I did know where it was. I wasn't helping the person when I'm on the phone call with someone. So don't interrupt someone's phone call for something that isn't an emergency. That's my PSA for today.
All right. So
I usually help people too, by the way. Yeah. Like, you want direct? I'm not great with directions, but you want directions, I will help you. But now when I'm on the phone, just disrespect.
I don't blame you. So mine is with I will not name the place, but if I place a takeout order and I place the time to be, let's just say, 11 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm. 11 a.m.
11 a.m. And I placed it well before, probably about a half hour before I was going to pick it up. I timed it out. I was going to be at the place at 11 right before I get in here. I want it at 11. I don't want it at 11:05. I don't want it at 11:10. I don't want it at 11:15. I definitely don't want it at 11:20 because it was 11:20 when I finally got my food, just a simple salad. It wasn't even something that was so extravagant. It was a very small order. One thing, I ordered it well before. If I say 11 o'clock, it should be around 11 o'clock.
Can I just ask a question? Is that a little snobby stew right there?
No, I'm just frustrated.
It's not like they delivered it at 12. 11:20 and 11, is that that much of a difference?
I have work to do.
Okay,
I want to get here and do work. It's one thing if I'm waiting in line for something, but when I actually place the order well beforehand.
Oh, did they deliver it to you or did you have to go there?
No, I had to go there.
Oh, that's bad.
Yes. That's what I mean. It wasn't delivery. This was me picking it up.
Okay, I thought if it was delivery, understandable. You going there, I would say, well, how about instead of them delivering it to your apartment, you just walk your ass over to the place and go pick up the salad yourself.
I did.
No, that's annoying. I'd be annoyed because you set it up in advance to pick it up at 11, then 11:20, you're standing with all these people for a while. It's ridiculous. All right, Carl, send us home.
All right, let's make this quick. When you're parking your car, turn your damn music down. If I'm walking my dog and I'm a block away and I can hear lyric for lyric what you're playing, it's too damn loud. There are people sleeping at like 9 o'clock at night around my block and you just hear the reggaeton blasting. I don't need to hear what you're listening to, especially when you're blasting it out of a little Honda Civic. Turn the damn music down when you're parking your car.
There we go. All righty. Fun week here on the Zach Gelb Show. Mark Ryan will be in for me tomorrow. There will be no YouTube stream if you consume the show via YouTube. What I was told, sources tell me, there'll be no YouTube stream tomorrow. So you can listen Sirius XM, Channel 158, one of your local affiliates, or the always free Odyssey app. YouTube will be back up and running Monday when I make my triumphant return, hopefully with the Rangers victory going to the conference finals, coming into this studio on Monday right at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. We survived a week without Santa. We're going to survive, hopefully, another week without Samter next week, as he is in the process of moving and got a little sick, too. So that's why Samter has not been here. But anyway, big thanks to Carlos Ortiz. Big thanks to Stu. Big thanks to each and every one of you. And I will talk to you on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of your week and a great weekend. We out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.